do you think about your other question? What do you think makes for good sermon delivery?
Well, let's start with four very general ingredients, and we'll add some more specifics later on. Four very general ingredients that I think contribute to effective sermon delivery. Now on the first one, there's some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that many of you don't have a whole lot of it yet. The good news is that all of you will have a lot of it before very long at all. I think the first ingredient that contributes very significantly to effective sermon delivery is just flat-out experience. Some of you have had many opportunities to preach already, some of you not so much. But I tell all of my students, and this includes men who are beginning in their first homiletics course and have never been in the pulpit before, that by the time you've been a pastor in a congregation preaching every Sunday for a couple of years, you will have more public speaking experience than 99% of the human population. And it simply stands to reason that as we have more and more experience in the pulpit, the skills become polished, we become more confident, we become more able to do the things that contribute well in detail to effective sermon delivery. Now, the second major ingredient often comes with that first one, but we could also help to develop it sooner. The second major ingredient I would suggest is a natural, at ease, relaxed inner self. You mentioned earlier that when the pastor is in the pulpit just talking to people, being himself, that for you is particularly effective, particularly helpful. And I think that is very true. No question, as a pastor becomes more experienced in his preaching delivery, he is going to be more at ease, more comfortable, more natural being himself in the pulpit. But even before that time, before you have that experience that helps here so very much, it is possible to be at ease, to be relaxed with yourself. For this simple reason, God has called you, when you become a pastor of a congregation, to be the man proclaiming His word. What's more, God has made you a new person by bringing you to faith in Christ Jesus. And you are preaching to people who are new people, for the most part. That is, who are also regenerate, believers in Christ Jesus. People that the Holy Spirit has remade also by faith in Christ Jesus and in the gospel. As a result, as you stand there in the pulpit, you have the assurance that you are the man God has put there, and that you are the man God has made you by faith in Christ Jesus. And if you are there by God's call to be the proclaimer to these people, then you can have every certainty in yourself that God will accomplish His perfect will through you. And that, in spite of the great variation of gifts that God gives to one person or another. Some of you are brilliant natural orators, and that is the gift of God. Some of you do not have that same kind of rhetorical skill. But God has nevertheless made you His man in this place. And as a result, you can stand in the pulpit confident, at ease with yourself. That, too, is a very important ingredient to effective sermon delivery. It enables you to be the kind of preacher that really communicates with His people on Sunday morning, just as you talk with them in your office on Tuesday and visit them in their homes on Thursday evening. A third very important ingredient, I think, to effective sermon delivery is a conversational style. But I'll mention just a moment that this also is to be balanced against a fourth and quite different sort of ingredient. Once again, it's very helpful to be able to stand in the pulpit and simply speak as you would speak to your people in other situations as well. Very often, on a Friday afternoon when I'm doing my sermon writing, and I find myself hitting the wall, hitting a stumbling block, and just unable to go any further, I'll pick up the phone and call my wife at home and say, "Claire, I just can't go on. There's nothing more I can say. I don't know what to do next." And her question always is, "Well, what do you want to say?" And I will say, "Well," and I'll answer the question. And however it comes out, she'll say, "Great. Why didn't you write that? Say it the way you would say it." Very often, in our writing, we become bound up in thinking there must be some more complex sentence structure that we can develop to sound more impressive or more theological. Far better just to put it down the way we say it. And then, when we step into the pulpit for sermon delivery, let us certainly speak the way we speak. Speak from the pulpit on Sunday morning the way we speak to our people in all of those interactions that God gives us throughout the week. You are the very same person that God has called to care for your people during the week, on Thursday night in their homes, on Tuesday in your office. And that's the person that your members are most comfortable hearing from on Sunday morning. That's the way, above all else, you sound like yourself and make them feel at ease with the preaching moment. And yet, nevertheless, a fourth ingredient that I would suggest for preaching is conviction. That is to say, to balance, that the sermon moment is not happy talk time. It's not time to put your hands in your pocket and be less than your best as a speaker. No. While on the one hand you wish to be conversational, to be at ease, there's also a tremendously important position in preaching to showing that the Holy Spirit has worked faith in your heart. Conviction, passion, that the gospel really has changed your life as well. How's that happen? You mentioned that you don't like to put on a show, and I completely agree. But it is no show when you consider what you deserved under God's law. When you realize that you deserve to spend eternity in hell apart from any of God's blessings, and yet, by God's grace alone, you have been delivered from that eternity and given instead the joy of living forever with Christ Jesus and with all believers in heaven. Now that brings conviction, and that shows in the pulpit, or it should show in the pulpit. There's nothing unreal about that. That's no show. That is simply conveying what the word itself, that powerful means of grace, does to a person who really considers what he is saying. The conviction that is obvious in the pulpit comes from simply weighing and evaluating moment by moment the import of every sentence you speak. And as you speak God's word for those 15 to 20 minutes, each sentence really is that important.